Hey, welcome. This is Long Form Momentum Control in Ableton, an intermediate lesson aimed squarely at drum and bass producers who want their tracks to breathe and move over long spans instead of just getting louder. Think 16 to 128 bars of controlled rise and fall, density, grit, stereo motion and space that evolves so the listener stays hooked. I'm going to walk you through a practical system you can build in Ableton Live using only stock devices: drum rack, simpler, EQ8, drum bus, saturator, auto filter, utility, beat repeat, reverb, multiband dynamics, audio effect racks, the groove pool and clip envelopes. You'll finish with a momentum rack that sculpts sub, distortion, width and space from one macro control, plus drum and bass chains that let you add and remove texture across long sections. First, quick setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Load a basic drum loop, a kick, snare and either an amen slice or chopped break. Build a two-bar drum pattern that feels like rolling DNB kick on one, snares on two and four, ghost snares and shuffled hats for that push. Make a two-layer bass, a clean sub sign for the low end and a mid-growl layer for harmonics and bite. Keep both simple, that's where our processing will do the heavy lifting. Step 1. Make the drum bus punchy and flexible. On your drum group, insert an EQ8 first and high-pass everything below about 35 to 45 Hz with a steep slope. You want to remove rumble but keep weight. Add drum bus next with subtle drive between 3 and 7, transient up around 10 to 15 for a touch of snap, and boom low, this is color, not destruction. Follow with a glue compressor, try 4 to 1, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release auto or around 100. Now create a parallel brightness chain inside an audio effect rack, chain stays relatively dry, chain B boosts between 2 and 8 kHz with an EQ, runs through a saturator with a couple drive points and a heavier glue. Map a macro to blend the dry and bright chains. That gives you a fast way to change perceived density without obliterating transients. Step 2. Split the bass into sub and growl chains. On the bass channel, build an audio effect rack with two chains. Chain 1 is sub, a low pass around 120 to 200 Hz with a steep slope. Keep this clean and optionally put multiband dynamics to keep it tight. Chain 2 is growl, high pass around 100 to let mids breathe, then saturator, overdrive and an EQ to shape harmonics. Add an auto filter LFO on the growl or use Live's LFO device for slow wobble 1/4 or 1/8 notes, give musical movement. Sidechain a compressor after the rack with the kick and snare as input ratio around 3 to 4 to 1. Very fast attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release tuned to 100 to 200 milliseconds so the kick can sit in the mix without killing the bass's presence. Now the big piece. The master momentum rack. Create an audio effect rack and place it on a group or the master bus. I often put it on a dedicated control bus so I can route multiple tracks through it. Create four primary macros. Macro 1 will be sub contour. Map it to the low pass cutoff on the sub chain so it can open from around 40 Hz up to about 250 Hz. Macro 2 is grit slash distortion. Map that to saturator drive and overdrive amounts on drums and the growl chain, spanning 0 to roughly 7 dB of drive. Macro 3 is width. Map utility width on drums and the mid chain from slightly mono negative values up to plus 50%. Macro 4 is space. Control reverb and delay send levels so you can push the track further back or bring it forward. Map multiple targets to each macro and set sensible ranges. You'll be automating these over large blocks. Let's talk automation workflow. Think in sections. 8 or 16 bar blocks are your building units. A practical 128 bar map might look like this. Bars 1 to 16 stay thin and taut. Bars 17 to 48 build by opening sub contour and increasing grit. Bars 49 to 80 are full energy. Bars 81 to 96 break down with space up and width tightened. Bars 97 to 128 rebuild and peak. Automating the momentum rack macros across those blocks gives you control over long form motion. For example, slowly open sub contour over 32 bars during your build, then drop it quickly in a breakdown. Increase grit in steps every 8 bars to add harmonic content without changing sub energy. Increase width subtly during the build, then tighten it for the breakdown, so the low end focuses. Add space early in the build to push things away, and cut it before the drop to make the reintroduction punch. A short but powerful trick, small tempo nudges. A 0.3 to 0.8% tempo push for 4 to 8 bars, say 174 to 175 or 176, creates real adrenaline before a big hit. Keep it tasteful. Don't exceed a couple BPM without a clear reason. Groove and rhythmic density are what sell long-form momentum. Use the groove pool to add swing to your drums and breaks. For rolling DNB, import a classic swing groove or create your own by nudging alternate 16ths by 8 to 20 milliseconds. Apply slightly different grooves to breaks, hats and percussion so the whole pattern sits with a rolling feel. Use clip-level velocity envelopes or a MIDI random device to keep repeated loops from sounding static. For fills and evolution, combine follow actions and beat repeat. In session view, create your two-bar drum variations and set follow actions with weighted probabilities so clips mostly progress, but sometimes repeat. Send beat repeat to a return track with a high-pass filter, so low end stays solid. Map a macro to beat repeat's chance or grid during buildups. Increase those parameters so fills get more glitchy without touching the core groove. Arrangement moves. Make them simple and intentional. Add or remove one mid or high percussion layer every 8 bars. For larger counter shifts, slowly open a filter on the bass over 32 bars, gradually raise distortion, then do a half bar micro break with reversed cymbal and a tiny tempo bump before re-entry. This audio version is shortened for playback.